Bite Size. I'm Graham Hunter, and in each episode, you'll hear an elite footballer tell a story that's guaranteed to brighten your day. All of them come from my podcast, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter, which you can find by searching on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Federico Fernandez joins us to give a wonderful insight into his idol, El Ratón, the mouse, Roberto Ayala, who went on to have an influence on Federico's early career. I don't know if you know this guy, John Hartson. He played for Arsenal, he played for Celtic, he played for Wales. He's a very strong, successful, some would say frightening centre-forward. And when we asked him to talk about his most difficult opponent, he immediately said, El Ratón Ayala. You grew up with him, Ayala, as your idol. I want you to tell us why, please. I want you to describe him. So when Fede was a young boy, un pibito, why did your attention finally settle on this guy? How did he inspire you? And describe him as a footballer, please.
When I was young, I watched a lot of football, and he was probably in the best moment of his career, and with the Argentina national team. So he had a really good World Cup by 2006, I think. Obviously, I was already setting as my position centre back, so I really fully focused on his movement and his aggressivity. He's not really tall, but he had a really good timing, and that's why he scored so many goals. Playing for Argentina in a World Cup is a big thing. So I remember I was in the school with my friends and watched the games, and I said, wow, one day I would like to play his level, no? Or Ratón Ayala. Later on, when I signed for Naples, I had the opportunity to talk with him because he was in Naples as well. He advised me about the city and the club, and obviously we talking about football, and he said, look, you can improve this or that. So it was very helpful when I talked with him, and obviously take the opportunity to spoke with a great player and try to copy great things.
You shared an agent, I think, for a small time, and that put you two together. When you began to speak to him, describe exactly what kind of advice he was giving you. Because you must understand, there'll be lots of boys and girls watching this now, listening to this now, mm-hmm. who'll be like, if I can learn from these two guys, from their conversation, they'll take what you say specifically and maybe apply it.
Yeah, of course. Obviously, we talk about first the city and the fans and the club of Napoli, but specific of the game, he saw that at that time I was committing a lot of foul in an area when I don't need to do it. For example, when the striker receives the ball back to the goal, he say, look, he's not going anywhere. If you don't let turn, keep it, don't make a foul, because sometimes it's what the striker wants. And we're very clear and specific. So after that, I start working and thinking about this action and improving in my game.
You share a nationality, you share a position, but physically you're both very different indeed. For people that don't remember Ayala, he isn't the height or the power really for a centre half. In my opinion, everything was played with his brain and his judgment. So when he was telling you to, what we call in Britain, jockey the striker to hold him in a certain position, he knew he was talking to somebody who had bigger advantages than he did, right?
Yeah, of course. That's you described very, very well. We are different, and But I mean, for me, the most important thing is the concept of the game, that we can take advantage of that. So even if you are slow or strong central back, or anyway, the concept of the game, of the position, or of the if you can avoid some kind of mistake or opposition is great, and someone from outside told you, because maybe, you know, when you are in the game or inside, you don't see the full picture, we can say that. I just working in detail, because for me as a defender, you need to be concentrating attention every single detail. And today you play with, again, teams that they are, for example, really well in the same place, and they're looking for fouls and this kind of thing. So if you are in a position when you are not necessary to make a foul, so stay on your feet and don't give nothing to the others.